Yeah, there we go. That's, I'm sorry, Justin. Ba 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 da 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 da.
Bobblehead. Bobblehead.
All right, let's bring in the National Player of the Year last year. She's a pro now with the Utah Talons. The one and only Bree Ellis.
If my daughter, my oldest daughter, was listening right now rather than being in school,
yes,
she would flip out. She loves Bree.
Good morning, Bree.
Idolizes her.
Good morning. How is everyone?
We're great. So great to have you back on the show. Have you missed us at all? Do you ever think about us, Bree?
Nope.
Of course I do. How could I forget y'all and this energy bright and early Friday morning?
Yeah. Listen, we had a great time last year, talking to you each week. Just to remind everybody the numbers that Bree Ellis had last year. Your batting average, it was your career best last season as a senior, .440. You led Arkansas to the NCAA Super Regionals. You had a career high in hits, 59, doubles, 9, home runs, 26, RBI, 72, and you tied the SEC single season home run record. Of course, National Player of the Year. And then you became a pro. You got the golden tickets and played with the Talons. And I don't know if Roger and Christian and Justin, I don't know if you guys knew it, but the Talons were the inaugural champions of the Athletes Unlimited Softball League. So, yeah, how about that, Bree? What a whirlwind you've been on the last year or two. It's been quite the career.
It has been a whirlwind, and it's just a lot of kind of move as I go with the winds.
Yeah, you bet.
But I wouldn't have it any other way.
I saw where you threw out the first pitch of the Astros. You're a Houston girl, so I'm sure that had to be a fun deal for you.
Oh, yeah, that was, coolest thing I've ever done yet. So that was definitely up there.
Did those Astros know who you were? Sure, I presume the baseball players keep up with somebody like you that had the kind of senior season. Did they know you and lock in pretty quick with you?
Yeah, they knew me from the Grand Slam video because it was everywhere. So they recognized me and came up and talked to me. It was really cool. I felt so special.
Well, you are special. So tell everybody what you're up to. Once the season is done, I presume you're going to go back and, we're going to continue to play. I know that you called some games this year. I saw that. So what's the status with Bree Ellis right now?
So just a little bit of everything. I'm training, getting ready for season. Obviously, it's coming up here in a little over a month. And then, I called two games in the UConn series. That was really fun. Just I don't know, put it on my resume, and if that's something I want to do, at least sure. I've already got two under my belt. I do a lot of camps. This year, I haven't really run my own camps. I've just kind of, people reach out to me to come be the head person or coach or whatever at the camps.
Right.
And then,
right.
Kids come, and it's a good way to pay my rent and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'm still finishing my undergrad, just the way that transferring and having to change my major and stuff. I lost all my credits. So I'm finishing that out right now. I stay busy. I get pulled in a lot of different directions. I feel like I'm always flying somewhere. It's really cool. It's a really fun life.
Well, I was going to say, we've talked about this, Justin Moore and I have, and Cindy Parlee as well, about doing a Justin Moore softball camp. And so if we do that at some point, we'd love to have you involved with that. Can you make pretty good money doing those camps? Has that been a really good resource for you as far as generating revenue?
Yeah, it's pretty lucrative for sure.
Yeah, Justin, you know that world better than I do, but I think it would be great because Justin loves softball. I think, who knows, we might even get Coach Dyfel involved. But for the state, in the state of Arkansas,
well, my wife and I have three daughters. So I grew up, baseball was my favorite sport. I played it, and now that I've had daughters and coached them, I love softball more than baseball now.
a lot of people say that, and I think it's just it's quicker. Every pitch is intense, and there's just passion, energy that you don't always find on the other side, I guess.
Yeah, it's a faster moving game, a little more exciting, shorter bases, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we Bree, Roger, and I, you know, we were new to the game, you know, when we started doing this with a Razorback softball player 5 years ago with Mary Half, and it did take long for us to really start enjoying and love the sport too, because it's like you said, what Justin said, everything's tighter, more compact, and the other thing, and Roger, you talk about this quite a bit, the personalities of the players. The fun that you have, it's out there. You feel it, you see it, and it just makes it fun to watch. And it's an entertaining game.
Well, it does.
Fast-paced,
and to interrupt because of the delay, Baz, just to touch on with that, it is with what you said earlier, Bree, when Baz asked you, did the ladies know about you? I feel like in that world, in that sport, more of you know each other and you are welcoming in. I don't know. That's what I feel because of what we got to see with you, Mary Hath, et al., as opposed to when the fellas do it. You gotta claim your territory and that sort of thing, which is just, I think, maybe a guy thing. But I could be wrong, but that's the way I look at it, and that's the reason that we gravitate to the softball, because of those personalities.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
Tonight, let's talk about tonight. So I want to know, when they asked you to do the bobblehead, did you pose for it? Did you pick out the headshot that you wanted to use? Is the head proportional the way you like it? I know it's got to be bigger, but are you happy with the way it looks?
Just to have a bobblehead of yourself, it's crazy.
Yes.
And nobody told me I was doing it. So.
All right. Oh, wow. Are you serious?
I'm painting that thing. I'm serious. Well, I mean, what am I going to say? No.
Well, you could, I guess. I guess you could say no. How many have they done? Is it first come, first serve until they run out tonight? Or how many? Do you have any idea?
I think it is first come, first serve. I don't even know if I'm going to get one.
Yeah, you're going to get one. Well, let me ask you this, Bree. I'll be there tonight, so I'll snag you one. And if are you here? Are you here in town tonight?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so yeah, I can snag you one. Let's talk real quick about this team. Ella McDowell is our player that we have on each week, and I know you love her, and she loves you. What do you think about this team? It looks like from maybe top to bottom, it may be a little bit different from last year's team. That there's no weaknesses in the batting lineup. I mean, everybody's contributing, it seems. Whenever somebody needs to hit, it doesn't matter whether it's the top of the order or the bottom. This team finds ways to win with the bat. And of course, they've got good pitching too, but what do you think about this year's squad?
Yeah, I agree. I think, a lot of lessons learned from last year and just the frustrations that come with it. And I think what Coach Dyfel was trying to do is build a more diverse and different lineup. So, like, say if we're facing a pitcher that the power hitters are struggling with, it's fine because we have lefties, we have gap hitters, we have people who can lay a bunt down, like just anything to generate an offense and make things happen, because it's not always going to be the long ball, especially as you go deeper and deeper into the season and postseason. It's like you really have to rely on having several different tools in your toolbox to be able to come out and win games when you feel like it's absolutely just impossible to hit the ball. So I think that's really important. I think Coach Dyfel did a great job with the lineup this year. And, it's really fun to watch them and see how far they've come and just as they keep going. Yeah, they're great.
Well, we keep hoping, and we're going to keep believing every year, that this is the year that you get to the World Series. And I'll never forget, I remember seeing the expression on your face when you guys lost, and just the pain that was there, because you guys, that was the goal. And I know it's painful for Coach Dyfel, but maybe this will be the year. I know it'll be. I know what happened last week alone, Bree, going to Oklahoma, and I know they didn't win the series, but you win game two. You were in game one. You were up like 3 or 4 to nothing in game one. That had to build some confidence. So maybe this is the year that, you know, gets them over the hump.
Yeah, it all comes down to, when times get tough, when you're facing a great pitcher and you can't seem to time up or change up or whatever it may be, if you can find a way to get the job done and, you know, a little bit of luck to have some things go your way. And yeah, I mean, you look at some of the teams that have made it the past few years, there's always like a few that kind of come through the mud to get there. So I think, of course, anything's possible. And I do think with the diversity through the lineup this year that they have a really good shot. They have a really good shot every year, but it gives you more confidence knowing that there's each hitter is different, each player is different, and you're going to have to use a different approach to get them out each time.
Well, Bree, hey, listen, thanks so much for jumping on with us. Tell your folks we said hello. They were always pleasant and great to deal with, and excited about all the great things that are happening in your life and career. I do want to keep that in the back of your mind. And, Justin, if it's something we want to do, I think it would be a big hit, and love to bring in Bree.
For sure.
Yeah, and we'll pay Bree, and I think there's softball's so big everywhere, but it's big in Arkansas too for kids, and so maybe one of these days we can make that happen. But I'll snag you a bobblehead tonight to make sure you have one, and I'll ship it to you. And congratulations on getting that, and thanks for spending some time with us today.
Oh yeah, thanks so much, guys. So good to talk to y'all again.
Thanks, Bree.
All right, thanks, Bree. Appreciate it, Bree Ellis. Everybody, there she goes.
I'm glad we didn't ask her to.